Well, I'll start by congratulating the Chiefs. You know, Coach Haley and their football team did a great job, obviously, preparing for today after playing them just a month ago, and they did a nice job of, you know, game planning, and they played very hard today and obviously played that better than we did today. So it's a disappointing ending to the season. You know, I was proud of the effort and attitude that our team had this year, but certainly far from the finish that we're looking for. Questions? There's a lot of things that go into being able to sustain success, and you know, we didn't do that. We weren't able to do that, and that's not one thing that's wrong. I think there's a lot of things you evaluate at the end of the season, and you're trying to do that during the season, and sometimes you can, and sometimes you can make changes that affect that, and sometimes you can't. So we've got to go through the process now, get to work, and evaluate everything with our football team, our staff, organization, our system, our philosophy, and try to improve it in every way that we can, you know, going into next season. Well, I don't, you know, there's a lot of things that I'm sure by next year I'll do differently. You know, I think you learn something about this game and your job every week, and it's a long season. You know, I think that, you know, we started kind of the way that we wanted to start and certainly didn't, like I said, sustain that. And you know, it's about staying the course and doing the right things and being able to play well, you know, for months. You know, you can't just do it for 6 weeks and then kind of rest and relax. And I don't know that we did that, but we certainly didn't handle you know, one loss very well, because we lost once, then we lost three more, and we did it twice. So our ability to respond from those times of adversity during the course of the season is critical. If you go on four-game losing streaks, you know, you're never going to have an opportunity to really have a great season and the kind of season that you're looking for. So, you know, we've got to be able to handle that better going forward. Yeah, I feel, you know, I certainly can do a better job of what I do. And, you know, I'm not going to go into detail about this, that, and the other. But I think if there's anybody in this profession that doesn't think that, I think they're fooling themselves. It's a hard job to do, whether it's a player, a coach, somebody in the front office. You know, it's a tough league. It's very competitive. And, you know, I'm looking forward to getting better this offseason at what I do and trying to improve our team every way that I can. Mm-hmm. You know, we had opportunities, and unfortunately, it's the name of the game for the last 3 or 4 weeks here. We've had opportunities in these games, you know, down 6 points, down 3 points, second half, fourth quarter, and, you know, we ultimately didn't play well enough at the end to win the game, didn't finish. You know, that's really been one of the words that we've tried to use and tried to stress, and we didn't finish the game, certainly didn't play as well as we would have liked the entire game. You know, like I said, anytime you give up over 300 yards rushing, that's difficult to overcome. And you turn the ball over multiple times for touchdowns, same thing. So, you know, just didn't execute as well as we needed to win the game, and that's it. No, I don't. We didn't execute, like I said. I mean, whether it be the call or the actual execution on the field, we didn't execute in those situations that were critical. Certainly wasn't a lack of effort. I think our approach and our attitude today with our team was fine. They were excited and ready to play and just didn't play as well as we wanted to. No. I'm not going to talk about that right now.
Justin,
Kyle Orton's played a lot of good football this year. So, you know, we evaluate everything, and we're going to evaluate that. But, you know, I think Kyle made a lot of progress this year in terms of running our offense and doing some of the things we want to do. And I know there's, you know, there's plays that he would like to have back today, but I think there's plays that everybody would like to have back. So I was proud to have the opportunity to coach him this year and look forward to moving forward with him. Mm-hmm. I, you know, whenever that happens, it's never just one thing. There's no way that it was one reason. You know, we missed some tackles. Certainly let him around the edge a few times. I know that. And then, you know, he cut the ball back into the heart of our defense a few times, obviously. Created some big runs. And he's a great player. He really is. And he's got a bright future in this league, certainly. And we're going to have to play him for a long time. Yeah, that was kind of our plan going into it. We didn't do a whole lot of that the first time we played them, and we had seen some things, you know, before and since our game that we felt like we could, you know, exploit some things, and we did. You know, certainly didn't stay in that the whole entire game, but we did a lot of that early, and you know, continued to mix it in throughout the course of the game. I thought our guys handled it very well. Say it again. It doesn't surprise me how he played. I mean, he stepped up and played very well, and we moved him around a lot and did a lot of things with him. And he's a pro, and you know, I'm glad to have the opportunity to coach him. You know, I loved my time with him in New England, and same is true for here in Denver. And I look forward to working with him, you know, for a long time.
How do you feel?
Disappointed. Well, you can. I'm not going to be dramatic about it. I wish we were playing next week, but we didn't play well enough to deserve that opportunity. There's no question about that. The last 4 weeks, we didn't earn the right to continue to play in this league, you know, into the playoffs. And we've got a lot of work to do, and there's definitely going to have to be some things that change. You know, I mean, we can't come back and just do the same thing. No, there's always things you can do better. You know, don't justify anything, but whether it be, like I said, schematically, you know, we can all coach and play better if you lose a game like that, whatever it may be, to whomever it is, whether it be Indy, Philly, Oakland, Kansas City, doesn't make any difference. If we coach and play better, then we'll have a better opportunity to win, and we didn't do that in those games. I'm not gonna talk about that right now. They'll be in tomorrow. Yeah. That's a good question, and I think that, you know, we've got to look at what, you know, what may be the you know, the common denominator here in terms of why we're not finishing better than what we're finishing, you know. And I can't speak for years prior, but I can speak for this year. And we certainly didn't play nearly as well in the second half of the season as we did in the first half. And there are other things we didn't do well either, you know, whether it be play good run defense, and then, you know, we're inconsistent as we came down the stretch, or turn the ball over very little at the beginning of the year and turn it over a little bit more as the year went on. But, you know, we've got to do a good job of evaluating what, you know, what has caused these finishes, you know, because that certainly is very disappointing to myself, to our team, I'm sure our staff, Mr. Boland, and we've got to work hard, and we've got to fix it. We've got to find an answer. This isn't an acceptable ending to the season, and we've got to do a lot better than this. Been on lesser talented teams that won games, you know. So I don't necessarily point the finger and say this, that, and the other. This guy's not, you know. I think that you got to have a team. We're building a team. We want to build a team. We want to win as a team. We lose as a team, and you know, whatever that means. I mean, obviously, you're always trying to get the most talent on your roster that you can possibly have, but You can certainly win in this league, you know, without the greatest talent in the league. I mean, there's no question about that. The best team usually wins the Super Bowl. Well, I mean, I think very disappointed in the last 10 weeks, and there's no question about that. I think that I'm proud of the work that they've put in, the team in that locker room. I wouldn't trade. I mean, they've done everything we've asked them to do and tried to play the way we wanted to play, and we didn't get it done as a group, you know, staff, players, organization, and we've got to do better. Moral victories are very hollow in this league. I mean, You finish 8-8, and if you feel good about that, you're probably going to have a hard time being better than that next year. So, no, I don't feel very good about this. I'm not going to feel good about 8-8 or even 9-7. You know, you want to win enough to deserve to play in the playoffs, and if you do, then you can be proud of what you did and how you did it. You got it.